In this bulletin, the deadline for opting out of the My Health Record System scheme arrives, record-breaking cold temperatures in parts of the United States, and in cricket, the Melbourne Renegades make it through to the semi-finals of the Big Bash League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Evan Young. Australians are being reminded the formal opt-out deadline for the My Health Record system is today. My Health Record will keep medical information for each Australian unless an individual chooses not to participate. Health Minister Greg Hunt wants to remind people that although the formal deadline period ends, people can still choose to remove their online medical record at a later date. The original opt-out date was November 15th last year. However, it was delayed because of security concerns. The Doctors Reform Society, though, is still not convinced the system is secure. President Dr. Tim Woodruff says many issues raised by a Senate inquiry into the scheme have not been adequately addressed.
The opt-out process should be indefinitely postponed until they have a system that is likely to be useful to patients, useful to doctors, saving lives across the country, which has got the idea has got that capacity. And the government should recognise that they are rushing something for political purposes.
Experts are warning that reducing the migrant intake will make it impossible for the government to create more than a million jobs over the next 5 years. Earlier this week, Prime Minister Scott Morrison pledged to create 1.25 million jobs over the next 5 years. But experts say Mr. Morrison's latest promise will be impossible to fulfil if he simultaneously cuts down the migration intake. Late last year, Mr. Morrison flagged a plan to cut Australia's permanent migration intake by about 30,000 due to public concern over congestion in big cities. Professor of Demography at the University of Melbourne, Peter McDonald, says the two commitments are at odds with each other, as younger migrants will be crucial to generating new jobs.
It would be impossible to do without migration to reach that number that the Prime Minister has talked about. Well, I think we're going to have to continue with migration around the present level if we're going to meet the jobs target.
Overseas, and almost 75% of the United States will experience temperatures well below freezing in the coming days as what's being called a polar vortex sweeps the nation. The large spinning pocket of cold air will plummet temperatures to as low as minus 50 degrees Celsius. The city of Chicago is expected to drop to temperatures lower than in Antarctica, with police reporting people are being held up at gunpoint for their winter coats. Mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, is urging citizens to take the weather seriously and stay indoors.
If you don't need to be outside at this time, don't go outside. The temperatures today and Thursday are not to be taken lightly. These are actually a public health risk. They are life-threatening conditions and temperatures.
Back home, and more than 500 firefighters continue to battle blazes burning out of control in Tasmania. 12 emergency warnings remain in place today for two large blazes, with a total of 30 fires still burning across the state. Tasmanian Premier Will Hodgman is urging people to remain on high alert.
The threat is still very real and will in fact increase over the next little while, and conditions are expected to worsen. So I would ask that Tasmanians abide by any instructions or advice given to them by the experts in our communities who are helping not only in the firefighting effort, but also in ensuring people and their property are safe.
To cricket, and in the Big Bash League competition, Cameron Boyce has smashed the quickest half century of the season to take the Melbourne Renegades into the semi-finals. The Renegades beat the Sydney Thunder by 27 runs at Marvel Stadium yesterday evening. The Melbourne side won the toss, but then had a shaky start, losing many wickets before Boyce came in to help the team reach a total of 7 for 140. Renegades player Kane Richardson told Fox Sports his team is very excited to have made it to the semi-finals.
Well, I mean, for us, as I said, I think we've only made it twice before, so it's huge for us as a club. But no one remembers semi-finalists or finalists, so I think we've got a group together with a bit of confidence, so hopefully we can, hopefully is that word, but I think we can do something special.
Looking at the weather today, Perth, sunny and 37 degrees. Adelaide, cloud clearing 25. Melbourne, a shower or two clearing, 21 degrees. Hobart, similar conditions but 18. Canberra, hot with late cool change, 35 degrees. Wollongong, a late gusty change, 34 degrees. Sydney, hot before a late gusty change as well, 38 degrees. Newcastle, hot and mostly sunny, 39. Brisbane, a possible shower, 32 degrees. Cairns, showers and a possible storm, 30. And Darwin, a shower or two with a storm likely, 31 degrees. I'm Evan Young. This is SBS News.